This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban say they have captured another provincial capital, Shibirgan, in the north of the country, but Afghan government officials say the insurgents control only part of the city. The French news agency quoted an interior ministry spokesperson as saying the Taliban controlled parts of the city, but pledging that security forces backed by reinforcement and the uprising forces will once again clear the city from the terrorists. News reports say the Afghan government has called for U.S. heavy bombers to strike Taliban targets in the city. On Friday, the insurgents captured another regional capital, Zaranj, in Nimroz province. The Taliban have taken control of vast tracts of rural Afghanistan since early May, when they launched a series of offensives to coincide with the start of the final withdrawal of foreign troops. Afghan government forces largely abandoned the countryside to the insurgents, but are now scrambling to defend a string of cities. The U.S. Senate moved closer to passing a $1 trillion infrastructure package Saturday after lawmakers from both parties came together and voted to clear a key procedural hurdle. In a rare stroke of bipartisanship, Republicans joined Democrats during the weekend session to overcome the 60-vote threshold needed to advance the measure toward final votes. The vote was 67 to 27. More votes will be needed before the Senate passage of one of President Joe Biden's top priorities. The measure would provide a massive injection of federal money for a range of public works programs, from roads and bridges to broadband internet access, drinking water, and others. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This